shall we bow our heads?
Ẹjẹ́ kí a tẹ rìbá.
Our blessed Lord, we thank you once again for our gathering together on today, this morning. We cannot appreciate you enough, Heavenly Father, for your cares upon us as your children. Thank you for your cares throughout last week, the personal study of your word and communion with you, and the family together, and also the church service, the blessings we receive from the same. We are very grateful to you for all that you have been to us since we left here on Wednesday. Father, we just want to thank you for the tape service and the blessings it also took us. Some of us couldn't have it together because of some circumstances, but I know some are still going to play it, some play it on their own. We are very grateful unto you. Thank you for the blessings this morning and the Sunday school. Lord Jesus, soon we'll be approaching you again to teach us thy word. We ask you, God, as you do that, give us revelation. Give us understanding. Lord, give us grace to be able to live by the things that you have taught us. For your word says, it's not the hearers alone that are justified, but the doers of the word. Thank you, Father. Be with your servants, the one in Bakatari, the one who will be with us who is now stationed in Sapele, and in all the nations of the world. Be with your servants, O God. You raise them up, you place them in their positions, we pray, God, you pass through them to be a blessing to your people. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray with faith of thanksgiving.
Amen.
Praise be to God. We are not going to waste our time because we are on the vital subject this morning. Very, very vital. There is no word of God that is not vital. Are you following me? But this is what we want to add up this morning. In any case, by the time we open it up, you will know why I'm passing the comment that I'm passing. God bless you. Let us rise and open our Bibles to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. I will begin our reading from verse 14 to verse 26. John chapter 14, verses 14 to 26. Lord, you are the author of this book.
Amen.
And you are the only one that can reveal it.
Amen.
As we take a portion of it, we ask that your message, your grace, we accompany it to our hearts.
Amen.
As many as we be here, that are here this morning, that Lord, that we listen to this sermon, may none of them be condemned on the edge of the road.
Amen.
It's our prayers. Grant it, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
John 14, verse
14.
If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you I shall be in you.
Ani emi otito ni eni ti araye ko le gba nitori ti ko ri be ni ko si mo sugbon eyin mo nitori ti o n ba yin gbe yo si wa ninu yin.
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
Emi ko yo fi sile le ani baba emi o to yin wa.
Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also.
Nigba die si aye ki o si ri mi mo sugbon eyin o ri mi tori ti emi wa laye eyin o si wa laye pelu.
At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you.
Yojo na le eyin mo pe mi wa ninu baba mi ati eyin ninu mi ati emi ninu yin.
He that had my commandments and kept them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and we will manifest myself to him.
Ani ti o ba le ofin mi ti o ba si n pa won mo won le eni ti o feran mi eni ti o ba si feran mi a o feran re lati odo baba mi wa emi o si feran re emi o si fi ara mi han fun.
Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?
Judas said fun pe ki se Iscarioti Oluwa ya ti se ti iwo fi ara re han fun awa ti ki yo si se fun araye.
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
Yesu dawo si fun pe bi enikeni ba feran mi yo pa oro mi mo baba mi yo si feran re awo si to wa aw si fi se ibugbe wa pelu re.
He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which he hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me.
Ani ti ko feran mi ko pa oro mi mo oro ti eyin gbo ki se ti emi sugbon ti baba ti o ti o ran mi.
These things have I spoken unto you, be yet present with you.
Nkan won yi le emi ti so fun yin nigba ti mo n ba yin gbe.
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
Ṣùgbọ́n olùtùnú náà, ẹ̀mí mímọ́, ẹni tí bàbá yóò rán lé orúkọ mi, òun ni yóò kọ yín lé ohun gbogbo, yóò sì rán yín létí ohun gbogbo tí mo ti sọ fún.
Let's say verse 27 alone.
Ẹjẹ́ ká ka ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n
bákan náà. Peace, peace, I live with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Àlàáfíà ni mo fi sílẹ̀ fún yín. Àlàáfíà ni mo fi fún yín. Kì í ṣe gẹ́gẹ́ bí ayé ti fi fún ni lèmi fi fún yín. Ẹ má sì jẹ́ kí ọkàn yín dàrú. Má sì jẹ́ kí ó wárìrì.
May the Lord bless the reading of this scripture into our hearts. You can please be seated. Praise God. Amen. Well, from the scriptures that we have just read, Brother Abraham read that scripture and took the message, what was the Holy Ghost given for? You know, he preached them a series, what is the Holy Ghost? From what we have read, you can know what the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Ghost is God Himself. Hello? The Holy Ghost is God Himself. That is why we know Jesus was not an ordinary man. Because the scripture referred to him as second Adam. The first
Adam
was created directly from the hands of Jehovah. It did not involve man and woman relationship. Is that true? So if that is true, which we know to be the truth, then and the Bible is referring to Jesus as second Adam. The only way it can be qualified to be second
Adam
is that he himself too has no mother, has no father. Humanly speaking. Then you will say, well, what about Mary?
But
Abraham said Mary was an incubator. Among many explanations that the prophet gave, he said, sometimes you might go to the farm and get an egg of an eagle.
I
come and put it under a hen. If we hatch that eagle egg, but there is no speck of hair in that eagle.
But
Abraham told us that when a man and a woman are married, that is the only time they are permitted by God to live together. Man and woman. To live together, listen.
Okay.
As men and women, it's not to be, many people live together that are not tokotaya.
Okay.
That is what God is against. God doesn't like fornication. He doesn't like adultery. You are married, you are living with somebody else. Or you are not married, you submit yourself to a man. God doesn't want them. They are sinful in the sight of God. When a man and a woman are married, they are in the process of fulfilling the word of God, which says, multiply and replenish the
earth.
And the prophet told us, when this husband and wife live together, there is something that comes from the man, there is something that comes from the woman. He said, it takes the intelligence of God to determine which of the eggs and the germ of life that will come together, that will fertilize the egg. It has to be the same intelligence to decide whether it be male or female. Whether it's going to be tall or short. Hello? That is absolutely the truth. Some people, they lack this truth. Some men have divorced their wives, accusing the woman for producing only girls. As if the woman is the creator of the children. May God help us. Now, let's go forward with what we are saying. It means that there is no human being that comes on the surface of the earth that God does not know. I don't care the religion you hold. God knows you.
Olorun mo.
Amen. He knows you.
Olorun mo.
And apart from that, generally he knows everybody because he's God.
Olorun mo gbogbo eniyan.
Let me bring it home to strengthen our faith.
Lati mu igbagbo wa lokun.
Every person that will ever be a member of the family of God in eternity, God knows that fellow. Not only knowing that fellow, the prophet said, where that fellow is to be born, he said, God sleep a little seed inside of that fellow. He said that seed is sleeping to that fellow. He said it is the message of their day, which means that the message of our day, where your mother was giving birth to you, God slipped that message into you. So no matter what happens, no matter what the devil will do, he can never defeat the purpose of God. When the time comes, you will come. Let me support what I'm saying with the scripture. Remember Paul, when he was doing mission work, he came to a certain place. The Lord told him, he said, this place that you are, so I don't have children here. Your effort will be vain. He came to another place. He said, I have plenty of children in this place. Hello?
No.
It's God that knows his children. Like I was saying the other time, you have to be very careful before you pronounce somebody a
Satanist.
Be very, very careful. Because you only fenuko.
Make mistake with your mouth. Do say what is wrong. What is
like I said the other day.
Get what is angelo.
If you watch the life of Saul of Tarsus,
Saul of Tarsus,
how he was persecuting the children of God. You people that are very fast, you will pronounce it as a
sapesid.
But was it a sapesid? You
will
say, oh, this person, you don't know the life he's living. He's an armed robber, he's a terrorist, he's a kidnapper, he's
a...
Look, it can be all this, and yet having a seed of God in
him.
There is an appointed time by God for everyone. As many of us are here that are God's children, they say an appointed time that God called Moses. It was not the time he called me. It was not the time he called Brother Sam or Brother Adejiji, no, Brother Adewumi. God had an appointed time. I think I want to stress something. Brother Abraham said, as long as there is breath of life in a man, he said, don't lose confidence. Don't write him off. Don't
let
him go. It's only God that knows who is who. I leave that thing for God and for God alone. If you want to intrude into that, you are coming to a position that God does not give you.
Oh, koja ye, koja ye ne. Don't say ye. You put on of your sea.
Let me cite another example. Do you know the son of Brother Abraham?
Billy
Paul.
Billy Paul.
You know about his married life. That is why they did not make him an officer in the church. Because he was a polygamist. He was a polygamist. He get engaged with a little girl, little bitty girl. And the father of the girl and Brother Brown, they came together and annulled the wedding. They can annoy the wedding. They cannot annoy the engagement. Abraham said, when you are engaged with her, you are married to her. He said, the only thing you cannot do is that after you are engaged to her, the only thing you cannot do, you cannot touch her until the marriage is pronounced here. He said marriage belongs to the house of God. Until they are pronounced husband and wife here, you don't have access to each other's body. That is why sometimes, before you come to your wedding, we look at the pictures you take. You see the body contacts you are making. Remember that the Holy Ghost, who wrote the Bible, cannot be in you and be making you at the same time to break God's word. He cannot. As we go, you will know why I was passing comment about how important this sermon is. Remember when Jesus came here, he told the people,
so far,
except a man be born again,
he
cannot see the kingdom of God, neither can he enter therein. To see it, the prophet said, me to understand the kingdom, and to enter into it, is to be born into it. Hello? Now, there are two beds. The first bed between papa and mama, that gave you a fallen nature. That is why the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All means all. Whether you be pope, whether you be cardinal, whether you be pastor, whether you be evangelist, whether you be teacher, whether you be apostle, regardless of who you are,
all
you are included in that all. And that is why it is not a suggestion. It is not something you say, well, if I do it, I will be better off. It is a must. Brother, you must be born again. Sister, you must be born again. You know, all churches that are on earth, because nobody can deny it, these are the words that came out from the mouth of Jesus Christ when he was having discussion with Nicodemus. I think John chapter 3. Every church has their own interpretation of this born again. Some says, if you confess your sins, you are baptized, you are born again. Even the water baptism, people do it different ways. Like the Roman Catholic, they put finger inside water and cancel you. You know? I'm sorry. It's an expression, you know. That is the way they baptize. You can't tell their member differently. When it comes to spiritual things, brother, it has to be the grace of God.
You
spy
professors
that are dedicated, consecrated, completely given to Roman Catholic doctrines and dogmas. So it is not by might,
nor
by power, but by my spirit,
saith
the Lord. But the messenger that God brought here,
that
through him God has opened our eyes to know the doctrines of the apostles. Amen. He has taught us. Water baptism is by immersion. The way Jesus was immersed. Jesus was immersed. Not as you are immersed. You are immersed as a sinner. You have confessed your sin. But Jesus had no sin.
They
only immersed him because it was the sacrifice. He was the lamb. And the lamb has to be washed before is, you know, presented.
Alati koko foma kato muwas siwaju alfa fun irubo.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's go on.
Yate siwaju.
You see, like I said, many people have different interpretations. But Brother Abraham make explanations to us, like, what is the Holy Ghost given for?
In the first message,
what is the Holy Ghost? He said, you cannot come and receive the Holy Ghost except you know what he is.
What he is.
And the result he brings when you receive it.
He said
you cannot know whether you are receiving until you know he brings results. And also whether it is actually promised to you. Hello? The Bible says, therefore,
I think
2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17
or so.
Just give what there is something. Say, therefore, if any man, if any woman, if any boy, if any girl be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Old
things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who are reconciled also himself by Jesus Christ, and are given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That is what every sermon is all about. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and
had
committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Hello? The first bar that brought us here give to us a rebellious nature. That nature is rebellious. That's why the Bible says it is a sin
and
mother conceive
us.
We're born in sin, shaping iniquity, came into this world speaking lies. You don't tell your children how to lie. It is inborn in them. I don't care how much the Holy Ghost you are filled with or your wife is filled with. You can even give birth to serpent seeds. Hello?
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 Hello.
Abraham
was a choosy vessel of God.
Who will lota anya lato do Lord
wani? Through him.
Nipasere.
Through him.
Nipasere.
Ishmael came.
Ishmael wa.
Through him. Isaac came.
La bisakio.
Through the same Abraham.
Nipas Abraham we cannot.
May God help us.
Hello, hello.
You see, if you are a Christian,
to baja Christiani,
it is simply because God foreknew you.
O je to pe Olorun ti mo tele.
Before the foundation of the world.
Ka to fi ipile se aye lele.
And he ordained you.
O si ti fami royin o.
By foreknowledge he knew you.
Nipa imo tele o.
And he predestinated you.
O yan tele.
To that new birth.
E si ibi tutu yi. Lati ni ibi tutu yi.
I don't care where you are. If you are one of those ones, the gospel must come to you. I say must. It must come to you. The gospel will come and meet you there. Because you cannot die without being converted. Hello.
Hallelujah.
That is God.
Lord, yeah.
For you.
For
if there is somebody, if there is somebody who was walking in darkness, in
an
area where nobody thought the gospel can come to
him. I'm the
one. In my place,
Lord, don't want
Catholic,
Ijoaguda,
Anglican,
Ijoaglican.
You know, this Pentecostal newly came. These are the two major
something.
I was an ardent, you know, Catholic.
One day, Omo Ijoaguda to je olufokansi gidi la
oh yeah,
olufokansi ni.
I was baptized.
Well,
I was confirmed. I was
confirmed
as a Catholic. One thing you got to know about Catholic, there is nothing like holiness in that place.
You
don't preach holiness. That is why if you look at higher institution of learning, in most cases, it is in the Roman Catholic you have plenty girls.
Plenty.
Because you are permitted to live any kind of life. On a Friday or Saturday, you come and kneel down before a Reverend Father who is a smoker.
Your Friday,
you confess your sins to him.
Reverend Father, any war.
He will tell you, go and say, our Father, 10 times. Say, Amen, 10 times. That qualifies you for the communion. Amen. That is what I've settled for. I didn't know any other thing. The people I was moving with, one of them was Anglican. The other one were Catholic together. So we should talk about holiness. We don't know what holiness is. We don't know whether drinking was evil wrong. We don't even have access to Bible. I'm telling you how God will go after his elect. The prophet said, you hear some people say, I saw God, I saw God. He said, no, it is God that's seeking for you. When Adam disobeyed, did he see God? Was he not running away? And that is the characteristics of every sinner. As the Lord will help me, because I know that I'm an elect of God. If you know, if you know it, by the help of God, by the help of the message of the hour, I'm telling you, if the whole world gather together, I vote you out
kan wa fi gbogbo oja lo
yo they are wasting time
ko nu ara
nothing can shake you
fa koko won so fun ni omi mi kan o le mi
nothing can shake you
omi mi kan o le mi
because it is an experience with God
pelu olorun lo ni pelu olorun.
That is why I used to say that so go have the final say. These three people we will be together. I
won't
talk too much because our time is flying. You see, we both work in the same department in U.S. That is maintenance department. One of them was in the plumbing section. Two of us were in the electrical section. So every day we see. And the three of us, we were bachelors. If we decide to come to your house today, from work, we go to your house.
We didn't have anybody at home that would ask about their whereabouts.
We go to your house. We know what we are going there for. You don't need to have money to satisfy the desire, the demand of the flesh. We have a woman in Abadina who says by one. If it is by one, we want to drink. We just go there. How many bottles we drink?
Oh, yeah.
She will just write it down. Against payday. We have another woman who said it is a gym. Why are you doing like this? So if that is what you want to drink, you just get there. Take as many as you want. They write it down. If it is beer, we have a customer. Hello. We were living that life on daily basis. Finally, we give a nickname to ourselves. Midnight Movers. Sometimes we will be in my house till 10 p.m.
Let's get to
we are leaving house 10 p.m.
to
Mokola.
We have
motorbikes. We go. By the time we be coming back, we will not be ourselves. You take a lot of risk. Even at that time when you have not yet know God, God protects you. So one day we decide at the place of work, because when we close, we meet and decide where we are going to spend the rest of the day. They were to come to my house. And we came to the place. That's where we came. On my door. I met a note. He said, could you please see me before or by 7 p.m.
It's
an elderly man. That man seniors me. Despite how rascally I was, I used to respect elders. So immediately I see that, I told them something has happened. I will not follow you out. Because this man, I must go and see him. They say, hey, we are called. This man is a mugu. He's not even a guy. Why are you? I say, excuse me. I will go there. Wherever you are, you know I can trace you. I say you have no problem. There is something that is escaping me. Before that day, I had a dream. I don't use a dream. I had a dream. I was in a pit. That pit, nothing can bring you out of it. I'm telling you, nothing can bring you out of it. So when I woke up, sweat covered all my body. I was afraid in such a way that I didn't even tell those two of my friends. I didn't tell anybody. It is around that same period I made that note. Each time my mind go to that dream, my heart will be beating abnormally. Do you know, I went to this man's house. I met somebody with him. I just sat down. By the time he finished with the man, he said, "Oh, you have come." I said, "Yes, sir." It's okay, I should wait for him. He entered the house and dressed up. He said, "Let's go." I was following him. If you meet me on the way with him, I say, "Where are you going?" He didn't tell me where we are going. I didn't ask him. I was just following him. We pass Agbowo, we enter you. I was just following him. When we get to Romakadi, that something, he stopped. He said, "Where we are going?" He said, "Students used to gather there to pray." He said, "You might hear people pray with a language you don't understand." He said, "Don't let it trouble you." I didn't ask him, "Why are you taking me to a place where they are praying? Are you following the story?" We got there. When we got there,
we are done.
Students, young men, young women. There you have Owojaye. Who is Kaduna now? You have Kefas, who has pastor. You have Ibenime, who owns this faith clinic, who has also pastor. You have Amedare, who has also pastor.
Amedare now one bear.
Young men, young women. As they were singing, clapping hands. That is where I meet clapping her for the first time in my life. Where people are happy. Some people told me they have drunk before you come. I look under the benches. There was nothing there. So something was telling me, "You don't belong to this place. Go out." But I didn't go out. With Asanda. After they have said, you come to a place that you cannot flow. I don't know what chorus. Why? I don't know. They were clapping as you can see them happy. I say, "What is going on here?" By the time they finish, one of them, a brother, stepped forward, carried a Bible. He opened the Bible. He started preaching. Started talking about Jesus. He talked about Jesus. When he was to finish, he made a statement. He said, "If you have not given your life to Jesus, you should come out so that we pray with you." Something struck my mind. If it is Jesus that is making these people to be happy like this, I want that Jesus. So I came out with other people. The man that took me there did not come out. They lay hands on me. All of us that came out, they lay hands on us. They prayed. Some were speaking in tongues. So when after they finished praying, they took our address. They said they will follow us up. Nobody follow me up. Do you know when we left that place? That night, as I was going with that man, we are going back home. It was as if I was walking in the air. Are you getting me? It's as if I was walking in the air. We did not talk to each other until we get to a place where we were to pass. I say good night.
That's
all. Then you ask me, what about the people you say you go and check? That has not come to my mind at all. When we met in the place of work, the following day, they say, we told you before that that man is not in Iraq. You didn't come for us. We didn't. I said you will go to hell. Because you are drinking and you are smoking. It was like a joke. This is a man that smoked more than them. That was the beginning of my Christian life. You talk about smoking, you talk about flirting, that was the end. That was the end. Amen.
Amen.
It was on a Tuesday. They called it Tuesday Fellowship. Normally, the Igbo girl that used to be my girlfriend, she comes on weekends. I have given my life to Christ Tuesday. Saturday, you know, there was no phone at that time. I'm talking of
1974.
So she came that Saturday. As usual, when she entered her house, she will just, in fact, she just jumped on me. As she was just coming, wanted to jump. I said, hey, hold on. I said, don't tell too much story. Let us sit down. We sat down. I said, on Tuesday, something happened to me. I've given my life to Christ. You see the life we used to live. We go to hell. It was so strange to us. Hey, what is this man saying? It's okay. Let me do the normal things I used to do in the house for you. I don't need you to cook for me. He said, what do you want me to do? I said, go back home. I have a motorbike, Suzuki 80. I carry her back home. Drop her. That was good night for me and her. Are you getting what I'm saying? From that time,
No,
brethren, there was a time. The Pentecostals were on fire. There was a time they were on fire. They didn't nobody visit me. But every Tuesday I will go there. And we come to the campus. Come and attend this
Tuesday.
Then I go where I was living. There was a, what do you call it? Assemblies of God, very close.
Assembly one, I need to see other one.
I will go to that church on Sunday.
Assembly on your Sunday.
They noticed I was different from the rest of them. Quickly, they gave me an office. As the treasurer. I was keeping their money.
My brother,
something happened. And the way all of them reacted, I was discouraged. I don't see Christianity in that at all. I don't call the pastor, say, enough is enough. I brought their money, everything. May God help us. If God is after you and you are a child of God, there is no escape. He will catch you. From that time, my coming to work was changed. I came early because people used to sign. We come late. We'll be signing 10 after 7.
So,
After I gave my life to Christ, when they see me coming, because I'm going to write the very text, God bless you. He said,
He has come.
I will look at my time and write it. Of course, if I write 7:35, you can't come and write 7:10. These are things that nobody taught me.
You
talk about cigarettes. That was the head of it. You talk about drinking. That was the head of it. I never tasted any of those things after that. God saves.
And
the deliverer. Complete deliverance.
And
the people started making Jesus.
We were
having a fellowship in Daddy Adeyele's house in Okebola. Yes, we having fellowship there. Then somebody came from the United States. I forgot the name of the brother now. They say, you know, they know themselves before. You know, the brethren that we used to meet, they say the brother came and he wanted to preach to us. That night, the brother preached. He said, as God said Moses to bring out the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he added the leadership unto Joshua to divide the land for them. He said that is how God has raised a prophet, William Mary Abraham, by name. He has come and he has gone, and that Frisbee is the Joshua. He actually established that Frisbee will not die. Then introduce us to Frisbee. He said Frisbee is Joshua. Abraham is Moses. Say we should not bother about Moses. Moses has finished his work. There is something they call scroll book. That Frisbee was an educated man. Wrote it. As the Lord will have it, we were following Frisbee for 3 years and 6 months. Then Akisoya was. I'm jumping because of time. I don't know why I should be saying this. I don't know why. Brothers and sisters, if you meet God, even if you leave Lucifer meet you like this, he will not shake you. He will not shake you. So we were following Frisbee.
Wanted the Frisbee.
Reading his scroll.
One guy with scroll.
Where? We were told that Frisbee was a prophet. The only thing I find in him, when he reads scripture, by the time he reads scripture, he just says the Lord. Everybody knows that from Genesis to Revelation, he just says the Lord. As the Lord will have it, the books of Brother Abraham started coming in. Before you know what is happening, we got to know that Brother Abraham is the star messenger to this age. That Frisbee does not have a prophetic office. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? When we read about the life of Brother Abraham, at that time, Kishore was our pastor. I will lead song for him.
I will
preach.
But
he was the main man. He was living in Joyce B. That's where he was living. And a three bedroom. We were using his sitting room for the fellowship. Every Saturday, he will come to my house at
Agbogbo.
We will trek through Second Gate to Botanical Garden to go and pray. Brothers and sisters, there is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. So, one day, after I've read so much about Brother Brian, I made up my mind that I'm going to talk to him. I told my wife,
I said,
if our pastor come this weekend, I will discuss with him what I have discovered. What we normally do when we finish, when he come to the house, we try to Botanical Garden. I still know it's a rock. A big rock like this. That is where we normally used to be. If you want to be there, I can still remember where the rock is.
Brother
Bernard, God bless you. It was at those area. I was there. It was at that period I get to know you. I baptized you and another brother. That was the last I saw about that brother. And you are there. Praise be to God. So where we were going? Because if you talk about somebody that was fanatical about
Frisbee,
it was Akisoya.
I will remember it was Frisbee. Arakura Akisoya.
How will I tell him? But we were going. I said, excuse me, sir. He said he was a gentleman. But when he comes to the pulpit, he saw something else. So I told him, I said, there's something I discovered. I want to discuss with him. He said, it's okay. When we get to where we normally pray, we sat down on a rock. I said, sir, I said, you know, when this message came to us, we were told that Brother Abraham was like Moses who brought out the children of Israel, Frisbee is like Joshua who will take them in and divide the place. He said, yes. I said, I bought this of sermon books of Brother Abraham. Where he established categorically. That this age we have one prophet. It took a longer time to keep quiet. At the end of it, he took a deep breath. He said, if Frisbee is found to be false, then that will be the closest error to the truth I ever
know.
Normally, when we finish prayer meeting in the Botanical Garden, we used to come home together. My wife would have cooked at that time before he goes back home. That day, he followed me back home. He took back home. When I came home, I said,
Only,
I delivered the message. I said, tomorrow is Sunday. The sermon that pastor will preach, he will condemn me, and I will pack my bag of baggages, and will remain with Brother Abraham message. I don't know what was working in the
mind.
That Sunday, when we came,
I
left us as usual. He came out, he preached, By the time he was about closing, he told them, to say, we should pray for him.
That
next Sunday,
that
he has a sermon to preach. When he says so, me and my wife, we look at each other. We know it was going to be a reaction to that discussion. It can come out positive, as it can come out negative. As the Lord will have it, the people, the presbyters, most of them in OAU. Some of them in Lagos. They came that Sunday that he said he was going to preach. They didn't come deliberately for that. There was a wedding or something that brought them. That Sunday, that panel, that sitting room, it was filled up. When he came out, he read Malachi 4.
Malachi 5 and 6.
He took his title. Elijah the prophet. Brother. You need to be there.
Oh, you go.
The man blasted. The priest by that were there. Everybody respects this man as a priestly preacher. He has taken this thing to Gombe. He has taken it to far north. Nobody preached that message like him. So they disrespected it. By the time they finished, people will say this. No, everybody carry his wife. Brother Tukuma was there. Carry everybody. That is how we establish ourselves. Today, it is very simple for you to walk in. Look, at that time, it was a battle. Maybe a sermon book just come out. This is with Brother Moses. Before he finishes, about five brethren have already booked it. When you finish, let me be. There were no men.
Oh,
Don't underrate God. God remains God. And what he will do is what he will do. Actually,
he does what he likes.
You can't make it to change his mind. Hallelujah. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you.
Amen.
That's why when the brother had accident, and the person with that accident, the freeze bite, they came and they said, hey, what if I do come? And he's going to die. Look, God knows what he's doing. That is why today, we do not just fall for any ministry. God said, if a spiritual man or a prophet is using your
gifts,
I the Lord,
you
made myself known to him. In visions, he explained, he said, when this man speaks in the name of the Lord, and he comes to pass, and he keep coming to pass, he said, fear him, because I am with him. Continue to speak in the name of the Lord, and he did come to pass. He said, he has spoken presumptuously. He said, don't fear him. Hello. Why do we stay with Brother Abraham? Brother Abraham will be preaching. He tells the people. He tells of thousands of those says the Lord.
Said,
as any of them fail to come to pass, nobody could do that. Nobody could say no. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the man God said we should fear.
We
should listen to what he says. Therefore, once again this morning, we are not following Connelly divine. This message is thus says the Lord. And it changes lives. Hello. It's changing lives. It's transforming lives. What else do you want God to do that he has not done? What else? The people that believe this message, that have gone on, the prophet was taken to the sixth dimension. Where they are, he saw his comrades there. His first wife was there. Oh, mercy. They were saying, our precious brother, if you have not gone, we will not be here. Because the boy that was talking to him, these are your people. He said, but Brahams are not many like this. The boy told him, they are not Brahams. They are your cover. They are your cover. And the prophet said, I preach what Paul preached. If poor people enter, my
whole
will enter.
And
the brother screamed, we are resting on that. Brother said, a man leave this message, he is marked with the powers of Satan. He can never be saved. How can you live life
so
hallelujah, church. Hallelujah. God bless you. I say God bless you. Let's come to our sermon. Amen. Let's come to our sermon. What was the Holy Ghost given for? What is the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is the Lord Jesus Christ. His spirit form. All that God was, Jesus had the fullness of the Godhead dwelling in him. Amen. And according to the scriptures, it has to be so while he's here in the flesh. Nobody else has the Holy Spirit beside him. Because the fullness has to be in him. That is why I say, if I go away, then the comforter will come. When he went away, on the day of Pentecost, oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They were all together in unity, in one accord. Church of the living God, I believe in brethren living in one accord. Every spirit that is sowing discord among brethren is a wrong spirit. Are you following me? Every spirit that sown discord among brethren, whether between husband and wife or anything, publicly, that spirit cannot be the Holy Ghost. God bless you. I say God bless you. The Holy Ghost was fullness in Jesus Christ. He dwelleth in
him.
When John the Baptist baptized him, the Holy Ghost descended that a body shaped like a dog rested on him.
Adaba.
On the day of Pentecost. Pentecost was a feast that they were doing over there. All the nations of the world, people came to attend. Can you please project Acts chapter 2 for us? It's already there. God bless you, my brother. I appreciate you. Amen. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Whether you be Hausa, whether you be Fulani, whether you be Ekiti, whether you be Ijebu, whether you be Ibadan, it makes no difference. The Bible says, by one spirit, we all are baptized into one body. The devil is in trouble. I will expose Satan. And there is nothing he can do. Because he that is in me is greater than himself. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And he sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Just remain there first. One of them said that those denominational Pentecostals today that claim they receive the Holy Ghost, they are speaking on no tongues. He said that is not what happened here. He said what happened here is languages that they were speaking. Let go. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation, under heaven. And now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Hello, church. Are you with me? This is not just speaking in a no tongue. Every person where you come from, you hear them speaking your language. Plain. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, and not all this we speak this. And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? He began to mention the countries, Persians, Amidis, and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and the Portus, and Asia. You have Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt, and the parts of Libya about Cyrene, as strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Greeks and Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful words of God. Hello? You see the difference? Everybody heard them in their own language. That was Jehovah at work. Amen. Look, Tolon Baguyo.
When God prepares you, prepare meal,
prepare pandemic. Ani Tolon Baguyo, Kini Koko. when God is doing anything, I can assure you the devil, he will just put an handkerchief over his face. God bless you. And they were all amazed. And were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? What it means is that Jehovah of the Old Testament, that is Jesus of the New, who came and suffered for you and for me, who was crucified and mistreated, crucified naked, I was buried, who rose again from the dead, who ascended to heaven. For the day of Pentecost, his promise was fulfilled. The people received the Holy Ghost. Are you getting what I'm saying? This man, Jesus only told them, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. It was because of fear that when they went to the upper room. But when the Holy Ghost came upon them, they became fearless. They became fearless. They came down. Oh, hallelujah. If God be for us, Brother Moses, who can be against us? God of Elijah, send thy fire. 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 God of Elijah, God of Elijah has no changed. He can still send the fire today. Amen. God bless you, church. Look, the ministries, like I said, when Brother Brown was bringing this message to us, it was not in words alone, it was in power and in demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And the message has not changed. The power must not change. You remember the case? You remember the case of Elisha and Elijah? Elisha was following Elijah.
Elisha
said, you stay here. Stay here. God has sent me. It's also so place. Say as your soul lives. I will follow you. And they were going together. Until finally, when he was getting to the end, say, what exactly do you want? Where are you following me? He said, the double portion of the spirit that is upon you is what I want. Elijah said, you have asked for a hard thing. But nevertheless, if you see me when I'm going, you will receive your request. As from that place, the eyes of Elisha were just on Elijah. Somebody say, this and that. He say, hold your peace. I don't want to be divided. Hallelujah, church. Praise God. Amen. Finally, when they crossed Jordan, he saw what Elijah did. When they crossed, and by the time they crossed, finally, the power came from heaven, divided them, and Elijah was taken. And Elisha screamed, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horses thereof. Then the mantle, is it the mantle of garment, fell unto Elisha. He picked it. When he come to that water, he said, where is the God of Elijah? The water was divided. Brothers and sisters, the Holy Ghost that Brother Bram has is the same Holy Ghost that we must have. The only difference is that we will not have what is actually prescribed as attached to his personal ministry. But as for the Holy Ghost, we will have that same Holy Ghost. And the devil must recognize that the bride and the bridegroom, they are coming together. You know, it may be used to sing that song just for God's sake. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On it and Lord. To be like Him. Or to like Johnny. From out to blue. I only ask to be. Can you be like Jesus? Can you be like Jesus? Church. Brother Abraham said, if the spirit that was in Beethoven is in a man, he will do the work of Beethoven. He said, if the spirit of Shakespeare is in a man, he will do the work of Shakespeare. If the spirit of Jesus Christ is in you and me, we will do the work of Jesus Christ. Believe I know this. Hello, church. We are preaching the message. What was the Holy Ghost given for? The Holy Ghost was given to us to keep God alive in our eyes, in our midst. Are you following me? And Brother Abraham said, he said, an elect cannot persecute an elect. Do you believe that? If you see people persecuting each other, something is wrong. Let me say this. Gossip. The spirit that gossip is an evil spirit. It's an evil spirit. It can never be God. It is almost a pardonable sin for you to ascribe that to God. Hello. 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 God bless you. I say God bless you. If a man is filled with the Holy Ghost and a woman is filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, Satan is in trouble. In that home. I don't care what comes. I don't care what goes. The devil is in trouble. Because the Holy Ghost is God himself. Don't mind the denomination that called the Holy Ghost the second person in Trinity. It's a trash. There's nothing like that. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost does not make them three distinct personalities. Listen very closely. Father is a title. Son is a title. Holy Ghost is a title. Is that so? Oh my. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. The devil is in trouble. We will not give him a breathing space until we put him in the lake of fire. He's a deceiver. We must expose him. You never find anybody that was baptized in titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in the Bible. Hello. It's not there. It's a creed, it's a dogma. The one that carried the title of Father, he became the Son. The one that carried that title, who is the Son? Holy Ghost came on him. The Father,
Baba,
the Father,
Baba,
is Spirit. The Holy Ghost is the same Spirit. Called with different titles.
It's like
you say six. A brother said half a dozen. You are saying the same thing. All that God was in Jesus Christ. Is the Alpha, is the Omega, is the word that was, is the word that is, is the word that shall come, is the Almighty God. List the church. Jesus have the fullness. All that God was in Jesus Christ. When he left, he said the Holy Ghost. Remember, Brother Abraham gave us an explanation. He said, if you take a cup, you use it to take water from a mighty ocean. He said, the difference between the water in your cup and the mighty ocean is not equality, but equality. It's the same quality. If you have a little speck of the Holy Ghost, that is God dwelling in you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And how do you know it's God dwelling in you? He will never make you to deviate an iota from the word of God. He will keep you in the pages of the message of the hour. Are you following me? It is the devil that made the people to break the word of God. God wants his children to be one. Do you know in some churches, two ministers cannot be there, they be fighting each other? It is nothing but carnality. It is lack of Holy Ghost. You cannot be filled with the Holy Ghost. I be filled with the Holy Ghost. We be persecuting each other. God cannot persecute himself. Amen. God bless you. I say God bless you. Whether you say amen, you don't say amen, the truth remains the truth. Come and go with me to my Father's house. To my Father's house. To my Father's house. Come and go with me. To my Father's house, where there is peace. I could hardly sleep till daybreak. I could hardly sleep. When I know I was preaching this morning, I was rejoicing. I was praising the Lord. I was telling the Lord, the devil is in trouble. Oh, hallelujah. Satan, shame unto you. We say Satan, shame unto you. I say Satan, shame unto you. Satan, shame unto you. Amen and amen. God bless you, church. I say God bless you. The bride. The bride, we have the potential of the groom before we join the rapture. Amen. Amen. But remember, we are individuals before God. Make sure you are filled with the Holy Ghost. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the devil is defeated in your life completely. Oh, man.
Hallelujah.
That is why people say he is imitating somebody. Who will I imitate? It's only Jesus I can imitate. But Abraham even told us that Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Imitate you, who are you? When he that all heaven and earth is controlling my life, I will come and be imitating you. Tell the best. Maybe they will say amen to you. God bless you, church. I say God bless you. Come, let's go. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, don't be ashamed of it. Let me tell you one thing. I said it the other time. I was
saying,
During the time of the Corinthians.
Lákòókò àwọn ìtìjọ Kọ́rìntì.
Apollos was there.
Apollo wa nbẹ.
All those ones were there.
Àwọn yòókù náà wa nbẹ.
A time came.
Gbà kan dé.
Because of the ministers.
Torí àwọn yòówá sùtú wa nbẹ.
This was Apollos.
Ẹnìkan sọ pé.
This was
Apollos lèmi tẹ̀lé. Paul lèmi tẹ̀lé.
Paul came and said, "You all know Cana."
Ṣé gbogbo yìí
lẹ́bẹ̀rẹ̀? Is it Apollos that died for you?
Apollo ló kú fún yín ni.
Is it Apollos? Were you baptized with the name of Apollos?
Orúkọ Apollo la fi ṣètẹ̀mọ fún yín ni.
Oh, may God have mercy.
Hallelujah.
May God help us. A man that you don't like.
Any to nefe.
For the fact that you don't like that man.
It's
a sure sign that you don't have the Holy Ghost.
To daju bo.
But Abraham said, when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you love everybody.
Like when you're
if you don't love everybody, maybe you have some selective people you love. You may have a ghost, not the Holy Ghost of the Bible. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Do you know that God, He allowed rain to fall upon the just and the unjust? Even those that say that there is no God, He blessed them. He has appointed a time. You are going to stand before Him. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, your only enemy is Satan. Hello.
Amen.
Your only enemy is Satan. God bless you. I say God bless you. What was the Holy Ghost giving for? Brother Moses. What was he giving for? Is that he might be like God. Here on earth. Representing God. And the Bible says, when we see him as he is, and we shall be like him. And
Brother
Abraham said, we'll be so close to him.
Man.
The only thing that will not happen in our midst before we go in the rapture is the designing of the thoughts of the heart. That was a sign to Brother Abraham alone. Hello. It was a sign to him alone. You talk about signs and wonders. He thou canst believe. All things are possible. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Thus far, the grace of God I brought us. He that has started is good work with us. He will see us through to the end. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you, to your children, to them that are far off, to as many as the Lord that God shall call. Believe thou this. God bless you. I say, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. There is one thing the Holy Ghost cannot do. He cannot deny His word. He cannot. That is the word of God dwelling in you. It is there. God bless you. Husband and wife, they cannot live together. This one will go right. This one will go left. Examine yourself. Are you in the faith? Do you have the Holy Ghost? Is there a problem that the Holy Ghost cannot solve? Have you not heard in the old time that the apostle warned the people not to take themselves to the court before unbelievers? It is a shame to the saints. You take your matter to court before drunkards, before fornicators and adulterers. The Bible says, is there no wise person among you who can settle your matter? Look, when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you become flexible. Any way the word of God wants you to go, it will not be difficult for you. That is why I keep telling people, how can you claim the Holy Ghost? How can you claim you have the Holy Ghost? People that you have fellowship with in decades. A matter come up now. Come and say sorry. Let me tell you one thing.
Yes.
If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you can say sorry a million times to somebody that you know that you are not even guilty of what you are saying sorry. What does it take from you? But I will say sorry to animals that have also. God bless you. Brother Abraham blessed two weddings. They came, these two weddings, they came up in one of his preachings. There was one. This man is a millionaire. He took Brother Abraham close to 2 weeks practicing how to kneel down on all protocols. And yet, there was a brother and a sister that came for him to be blessed. They were living in a container. And the prophet said, one time he said he want to go and check those rich people. When he was coming, he confused
him.
They have billions.
Okay.
Money does not answer for everything.
Brothers
and sisters, after food arrangement, be satisfied. Don't sell eternal life to make money.
Say your head.
May God help you.
When you bought, after you have bought the car, where are you going to put it? On what are you going to put it?
It was fusing. They were quarreling. Where Brother Abraham knows the door at the door. Hypocrite. They run together. Only aren't you happy? Say you are happy. You don't put on happiness. They ask Brother Abraham, how are you getting along? He said, are you also getting along? They didn't know he was listening to all their fusing and quarreling. Because they went to a party and the guy danced with some other men. And the prophet said, I decided to go and check the other couple. The poor one who was living in a container. He said, as he was approaching the place, he heard them talking. He said, honey, I saw a skirt that would fit you.
But
this salary, this wages, this will go for this, this will go for this, this will go for this, this will go for this. We can't purchase it. The woman said, you know I have dress. Don't worry. The prophet said, when he wet clothes, the woman was sitting on the lap of the man. And the prophet said, who is a poor man among these two people? He said, it's hard to choose. I will choose the poor people, not the rich one. That are fusing, fighting, and quarreling. May God help us. If the Holy Ghost, if the Holy Ghost is ministry, and you are great, what you have in you is not the Holy Ghost. So, I can assure you that. May God help you. God bless you. And let me say this. Should I say it? The Bible says, as Christ is the head of the church, so also the man is the head of the woman. Hello? Hello? If a man comes and take your hand in marriage, I went through all the protocols, he has a right to take you away. He may be staying inside home. You must follow him. It's for better for worse. The dead will Hello.
Amen.
He dead to we. The man has a right to take you to where he is living. Hello.
Hello.
You can imagine. I stays in Kafancha. I come and marry in whatever. Then instead of bringing my wife to Kafancha, I come and live in whatever because of my wife. Is it my wife that married me or me marry
her?
The family can agree, but say you want to force the man to come, you are completely out of the message of the hour. Hello. If the man said this is where we must stay, you don't have equal right with the man. As a woman, you don't have equal right. The man will give account of you to God. You will not give account of him. You say you had the Holy Ghost. You can't obey simple instruction of the word of God. And that the Holy Ghost you have. God bless you. I say God bless you. What do you think we are following? The message is thus
said.
When you come to the altar here, I wish my ritual is with me here.
So,
brother, will you take this woman to be your holy, lovely, wedded wife, and the forsaken others, his sickness, his health, his poverty, his riches? You can say, yes, I will. He says, sister, will you take this brother? Yes, I will. Praise God. Yes, you will. And the prophet said, will you give me a token? This token will prove that you will always keep the covenant. It's a covenant, if you don't know. It's a covenant that you have entered into. And the ring is a token that you will always keep that covenant. And they will prove that ring. They will put them. Listen, you are not repeating what I am saying. They will put the rings here. Yes. The man will take it from here to feast of the woman. The woman will take it from here to feast of the man. Do you know what that means? Then the man will say, well, you say a million. You need the Holy Ghost. A woman filled with the Holy Ghost will be submissive. Listen very closely. Brother Abraham gave us an example. There was a sister who got married to a drunkard. I don't know how it happened. Every evening, this drunkard, we go out. He has a fellowship place. As we are fellowshipping, so people are fellowshipping in beer palace. People are fellowshipping in harlot houses. People are fellowshipping in all kinds of places. But we thank God that our fellowship is with our Maker. We are preparing to go to somewhere. So this sister, one day, this man went out. He met his colleagues where they normally meet for their fellowship. Then they saw some bunch of women carrying Bible. They were singing. Maybe they want to, they were witnessing. Then one of them said, there is no Christian. There is no Christian. People are deceiving themselves. This drunkard, he said, though I'm with you here drinking. He said, Christianity is true.
There is a
say where is it? Say I have one in my house.
Oh no, Christianity can to jagwe yawo nu le oni.
Hello. You say I have one in my house.
Oh no, can le wo.
It's okay, let's go and try. Remember, they were going to try. They are not drunk yet. So they enter car. When they enter the copper, the way they drove the car, just like people that were ordered the influence of alcohol, they parked the car. They came out. They were not walking straight. They were not walking straight. Say, my wife, I'm here with my friends. I want to eat so. He said, yes, sir, welcome. He opened up for them. They sat down. Quickly, she went to the kitchen. She was not pretending. Whether she's a drunkard, she's not a drunkard, that is her husband. She prepared the food, brought the food to the table, set it on the table. He said, he was welcoming them. Then the husband stood up. He looked at the food. He said, my wife, I've told you, you shouldn't prepare my food like this. You shouldn't. Is this how you prepare it? He kicked the food. The old food weather. Sister, may I ask you, if you were the one, will you not invite her to come and say? The sister said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I will not prepare that type you like. I will not prepare you. He cleared the place. As he was clearing it, he was singing a little song. Will Jesus suffer alone? And the whole world go free? He said, I have my cross to carry. He cleared the place, he went and prepared another food. While he was preparing the food in the kitchen, they were talking, saying, I told you I have a Christian. I told you. Do you know that woman led them to Christ? The Holy Ghost is not something you pretend, it's God living in man.
Hey!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. I say, God bless you. Who do you call God? When God is living in you, He's living in you with His characteristics. God loves everybody. He loves sinners as well as He loves you. But the only difference, He has chosen you unto salvation. That's just it. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Bring Galatia for me. Galatia chapter 5. I think from verse 20. From verse 19. Now, listen, church. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, rebellion, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they will do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Go to the next. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Can the church say amen? That is just says the law. If the Spirit of God is in you, He will bear this fruit. What we have been taught, if somebody come, I come and talk to you about Bamidele. Go and meet Bam Dele.
Lo Baba mi Dele o.
So person says so.
Bye.
The reason why people can't go sit to me, if you bring any matter before me, I will ask you, can I ask this person? You say no, I say keep your matter to yourself. May God help us. I say may God help us. Gossip. It's an evil spirit. Responsible for it. Anger. It's an evil spirit. Responsible for it. Malice. It's an evil spirit. Oh man. God bless you, church. One thing I want you to know is that whether the devil like it or not, there is going to be a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, or any of such things. It is not sin. The death of Jesus Christ is never in vain.
Hallelujah.
When the darkness I see, He be waiting for me. I will have to cross Jordan. Brothers and sisters, it is appointed unto man once to die. After that, there is going to be judgment to the unbelievers. But to the believers, they are passed from death unto life. We are not coming to no judgment. Brothers and sisters, the joy of the Holy Ghost now will not diminish. It will be taking you higher and higher. We are not afraid of death. No, sir. We know where we are going. The Holy Ghost has told us where we are going. Hallelujah. God bless you. I say God bless you. We cannot deny our Maker. We cannot deny our Savior. It's not possible. If you if somebody enter here now with AK-47, he say he want to kill me. Before the sound of that gun go down, I will be in the sixth dimension. Listen very closely. That is Tolon Bafushe.
Yeah, if God allows him to do that.
If God wants to disgrace him with his AK-47, God has said, no weapon can be fashioned against you shall prosper. He can release that gun. Boom, 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 boom. The bullet will be falling on the ground. He may not even answer. You know when the prophet wanted to kill those boys? The God was not firing. Who do you call God? Until God has finished with you, no devil can take you. Fear not, little flock. Hallelujah. Will you give me 30 minutes more? Just 30 minutes. God bless you. What is the Holy Ghost for? What was he given for? Is God to continue his work in your midst? A man filled with the Holy Ghost is preaching. You say it's man talking to man. Because you have poison in your heart against the man. Shame on you. May God help us. You love the Lord? I love thee. I love thee. Because he forsook me. I purchased my salvation on Calvary to me. Let me tell you, church.
Yes, of when you talk.
That when the Holy Ghost comes, like I said, you don't have an enemy.
Oh, Lord, but Satan.
You say, what about this man who abused me, who caused me, who do this? The Holy Ghost will tell you, if I have not saved you, you will be like him. Go and pray for him.
Hello.
Holy Ghost doesn't keep enemy to you. And when I'm preaching, I don't look at your face. Whether you're frank, whether you are smiling, it makes no difference to me at all. But listen to what I say. If you have any question, man, come and meet me in the room. Even if you meet me eating, I will suspect the food. But it will attend to you. God bless you,
church.
I say, God bless you. We will so close. It is okay for me, 30 minutes. No bad. Ah, genius. God bless you. A sister changed her family name. I told her, you can't do it. If it's your personal name, you can take permission from your husband if he permits you. But your family name, your husband's son name, you want to change it? I said, you can't do it. She came to meet me where I sit down in the office, begin to talk. Talk plenty. You are saying sister called Obinulo.
With annoyance, she left.
May I say this?
Yes, sir.
Your actions,
Shere,
your reaction,
wasiwa,
is motivated
Andarine
by a spirit
that
is living in you. If the Holy Ghost is living in you, I'm telling you, you will be the word of God on 2 feet. The word of God on 2 feet. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. I say God bless you. We will so close. What is the Holy Ghost giving for? It is power for service. Power for service. Many cannot pray. And you say you have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost you have. Is he a prayerless one? The Holy Ghost the Bible promised. It's a prayerful one. Hello? It gives you power. Power. To serve the Lord. You can't pray. You say you have the Holy Ghost. Check that ghost you have. When Jesus was here, often he go to the mountain all alone. Have you ever seen that or consider? What was Jesus praying about? This is the one who owned heaven and earth. Was not an ordinary man, was God. He was God man. Everything was at his disposal. What was he praying for? I think he was living a life of example. Before you and me. That's why we used to say that is too short. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus has said, we pray, and Eden, we pray. Prayer is a master. Amen and amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. So many things the prophet said about when you come to church and you are sleeping. Maybe I gather the quotes and come and tell you, I come and read it to you one day. He said, Satan may sit here on your shoulder and be fanning you so that you can sleep off. He wants to see that the purpose why you come to church is
defeated.
You might have overworked yourself. Are you feel tired? Where fire begin to blow on you? You are going. But he told us, when you feel like that, stand up. Dejuro, I shake yourself. If you submit yourself until you are in the dreamland, that is actually what is wrong. When the teacher was teaching in the morning, I sat here. You see me get up and went inside. It was because sleep was coming to me. I didn't sleep overnight. Not that I mechanized it. If sleep doesn't come, I make use of the time. You see that I play tape? See that I play tape? Or I play songs? Or I be praying? Brothers and sisters, the Holy Ghost is unlimited when you are praying. Pray without ceasing. And there are things that accompany prayers. How can you be having minds with some people? You don't talk to them. You say you are praying to God. You are not in condition to pray to God. God will not listen to you. I'll be honest with you. That is what the Bible says. If you are praying, if you have any hurt against any, forgive. So that your heavenly Father can also forgive you. If somebody offends you, step on you. You say, I will never forgive you until you are in heaven. It's either the person will go to heaven and will miss it. Or both of you will miss it. Because there is no promise of settling quarrels in heaven. Settle your quarrel now. Hello. Settle your quarrel now. Otherwise you will miss heaven. God bless you. I say God bless you. You see this woman? She has been my honor since 1975. She will continue to be my honor. Because the prophet told us that our honeymoon should not cease. Ours has not ceased. Hello. Hello. If you are a young man, pray that you have a woman like that to marry. Hello. Hello. The Bible says no man is good. It's only God that is good. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that had Holy Ghost, we have godly character. Can you say amen? God must say amen. Amen.
Ben,
brother Remu. Praise God, amen. God bless you. I say God bless you. We came from somewhere. And we are going back. No hindrance. When we were coming, we have broken all the bridges. So no retreat. It's forward ever. Backward never. We can never go back. There is no way back. Amen. No way back. Forward ever. Backward never. We have Jesus as our leader. He's leading us. Oh, hallelujah. He loves us so much. And he died for us. And we are the product of his blood. What did he save us for? To keep us. For the first great city. We shall be there. Whether the devil like it or not, we shall be there. I can assure you of what he church. There will never be a vacant mansion in that place. They say, you see this mansion? It was originally prepared for Pastor Martin, but he couldn't make it. That's why he's vacant. God only runs his business like that. It will never be vacant. If it's prepared for Pastor Martin, the one that prepared it will prepare Pastor Martin to come and dwell in it. When we see each other on the other side, we will recognize each other. Brother, I will recognize you. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. The devil cannot threaten me. The devil cannot threaten any of God's children. Because he that is with us is the Oberobos. Let me say this before I stop. What is the Holy Ghost giving for? A man filled with the Holy Ghost will live above sin. Hello? He will live above sin. Because it is not him, but Christ living in him. And Christ is not a sinner.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. We will arrive. We are ordained to arrive. We are foreknown to arrive. We are predestinated to arrive. And when we arrive, whether the devil like it or not, the devil is in trouble. One day, God saw Satan. Say, Mr. Satan, come here. Where are you coming from? You say, I'm just going to Afro. He's a troubleshooter. He doesn't have destination. If he come to a family, if he come to where husband and wife is, he want to throw trouble inside there. He cause trouble between husband and wife. He cause trouble between parents and children. He cause trouble between tenants and the landlords. He's the troubleshooter. For in him, dwelleth nothing good. He has only come to see, to kill, and to destroy. And God said, have you considered my servant Job, that is a perfect man, a man that eschew evil and do what is right? Satan said, you call him perfect man. Is it not because you are with him? He had children. He had properties. He's a rich man. He had friends. Nothing bothers him. Give me chance. Just give me chance. I will make it to cause you to your face. And God said, you cannot do it. But Abraham said, God had confidence in his children. Do you know? Because the process has taken him through. Is the one dwelling in there. Oh my.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Many people fear witches. I don't fear witches. Jesus has given me authority. So cast out witches. I've cast out many devils for people. If they confess they have. You know the other time I was preaching, I said something. If you find out that you deny, you are flying instead of sleeping. Come and tell me. I will cast out that evil spirit from you. It's not by mind, not by power. It's commission that we have been given by Jesus Christ. Then you are afraid of witch. If you are preaching things like that, making the people to fear witch, you are preaching unbelief. You are preaching doubt. You yourself, God, adapt to your experience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me give you a testimony. There was a time we lost somebody. It was in Frisbee at that time. We took him to Benin. I don't know if my wife can still remember that. We took him to Benin. When we got, it was the children that requested that I should follow them. Armed robber came to their house because he was an ex-soldier. He attacked them. So they shot him. When they were taking him to be, he asked him to follow the idea. When we got there, they started spreading some juju, doing all kinds of things. I just stayed in the corner, I was just watching them. When they finish all that they want to do, they say I should come. I committed the body of the man to be murdered. I will dismiss. When we were to preach, when I was to preach, they were off generator. I just look at them and say, RIB, well, no, no, no.
These people don't have effort to go to. You don't have any effort to do.
How was he against them?
No, no, this is one more bonja.
People that are here on it, everybody only know more bonja.
Everybody knows me. No,
God knows the destination of everybody. So,
when we went to sleep in the night,
I pray before I sleep. Sleep was coming to me. Something came to the room, and I just opened my eyes.
I want laju.
I started preaching the blood.
I see people Jesus.
Do you know what the thing was doing? I wasn't feeling human hand. But something was lifting me up from bed. I said, in the name of Jesus, you will release. Or till he finds his way again. Brothers and sisters, you don't know who you are. Which? What is which? One time I traveled to my village. I was coming there from up. They were there. One man stood up. He said,
Martin.
He said, do you know I'm a witch? I said, I don't know. I said, it's because it's not something to be proud about. He said, because I want you to know I'm a witch. I said, Jesus died for you. Repent. Jesus will take witch out of you. Give you Holy Spirit to go to heaven. Do you know? It was in law. I don't know what he was practicing, but I was not scared at all. Not quite love, Lolo Soko.
He went to the farm.
At the snake beating. When the snake beat him, he said, Mola Jesara, I'm so pain in my body. Nothing can happen to me.
Immunity in my body.
He continued to walk. By the time the poison circulated on him, he wanted to start running to call home. On his way to the village,
not to cook. Not get to the village, boy. Fell down and he died.
For your sake, every devil shall bow.
Oh, terrible.
Devil, who is devil? The fullness of God that was in Jesus. It's not superior. It's not superior than the Holy Ghost that you have a measure. It's the same Holy Ghost. It's only having the fullness. You have it in measure. God bless you. I say God bless you. Whenever I'm testifying like this, whatever you want to think about me, it's up to you. It's up to you. If you say it's a lie, he's telling lie, he will not make it. If we meet over there, make you stop me. Tabati job, the Lord your Jesus. Stop me if you can. God bless you. Once you come, you say you are a child of God. I believe you to be a child of God. You are deceiving yourself. What you sow, you will reap. God bless you. I say, God bless you. So people are sorrowful because I'm preaching. Examine the spirit that is in you. I'm telling you. I told you I'm as strong as when I was 40. It's answer to your prayers. God answers prayers. Amen. He answers prayers. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Yes. We just have to close.
Allah, that's true.
power for service.
Agbara fun sesi Oluwa le mo je.
That is what he was given for. Power to recognize the word of God and live by it.
Lati daro Olorun mo, ka si gbe pelu e.
Power to say sorry.
Agbara lati so pe mo tora.
To a man that hurt you.
Fun e to pa lara to so.
You say sorry.
O tun tora foriji lowo e. To so to dun o.
Power to pray.
Agbara lati gbadua.
Even for your enemies.
Fun to ota re papa.
Remember,
Ratio,
God said, whosoever blesses you is blessed. Whosoever curses you is cursed. I used to tell people, be careful.
Sora,
you better bless me if you want to be blessed by God. Shungbonsi, better bless me. If you do contrary,
you
want to learn your mouth.
You and God will settle it. Settle the rest.
Amen.
Amen.
God said.
Oh no, we
put alone so
the things God has said are many.
He said,
okay,
you will possess
the
gate of your enemy. If you become my enemy, I will possess your gate. It is not says the Lord. God bless you. I said, God bless you. Amen. There is none of you that I don't love. I love every one of you with the love of God. Amen. God bless you. There be no minus in heaven. Not at all. Not at all. Oh, hallelujah. Say amen, amen. Amen, amen. Oh, blessed and glory. Glory, wisdom, thanks, give you, I honor. Oh yeah,
be unto the Lord forever and ever.
May I admonish you, whatever role you play in the house of God, be zealous to play that role. But at the same time, let me tell you, the area that you be more zealous. After you have repented and you have been baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be zealous, brother. Be zealous, sister. To say that you receive the Holy Ghost. Are you following? Oh, man. Without the Holy Ghost, no man can make it. But with the Holy Ghost, you are an overcomer. When the prophet was preaching the message, how can I overcome? He said, does it matter what we need to overcome? Where we know how to overcome. Once you are filled with the Holy Ghost, I don't care what comes to you. Let the old demons in the old pit of hell gather together against you. You will overcome them. When Satan left, he went to Job. When he get to Job, he find that God has built a wall of fire around Job. He couldn't touch Job. He came back to God. He said, Sebi, you say I should go. Sebi, you want to
go.
God said, okay, I remove the protection. He went. The same day, all the children died. All his flock died. Everything died. This one is giving testimony. Going, another one is coming. Finally, the devil came upon the wife. Say, are you sick? Are you still here? Why don't you curse God that died in there? And Job said, you are speaking like one of those foolish women. If we have received good, can we not receive bad? Job did not do anything wrong. If you see somebody going through trial, shut up your mouth too. So bad mouth to share. Shut up. And if you shut up,
keep your mouth shut. If you don't know what's happening to that person, panuma, dake, masoro.
I've had some people that had dream. Concerning you. See problem.
There's no wala.
Dream, yeah. I will examine it from Genesis to Revelation. I will come here. I tell you the outcome of the dream. Some years ago, a prophet has told me that should send my house in order.
I
said to God, can you remember? I took pictures with all of you as individuals and families. Today, he said, "Lala, mire ko."
Strong.
Like
a bullet. You are strong.
Until God finishes with me, nobody can take my life. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Look, the devil will suffer. Yes, Yojiya. I will so expose
him.
God wants you and your wife to live together. In peace. That thing that wants to separate you is not God. We will take the message of the hour and examine that thing. You will know that it's not God. God, who says, for better, for worse, in sickness, in health, till death do we part. That same God will come back to try to separate you. It's not God. It's
Satan.
Hallelujah.
Satan.
Jesus conquered the world.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Satan, you are in trouble. My God, amen. In my life.
Today.
Hallelujah. Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah. Devil, you are in trouble.
Oh
my God, amen. In my life.
Today.
God wants to reign in your life. God wants to reign your life. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Parents, claim your children for the kingdom of God. Stand on the scripture that says, you shall be saved and thy house. Claim your children. Don't look at what they are doing now. What they are doing now, God can deliver them in a jiffy. In a jiffy, He can deliver them. Claim all your children for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Hallelujah. Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah. Satan, you are a problem. My God, amen. In my life. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Satan. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Devil, you are in trouble. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. He shall be done. He will have God send.
Oh, so
look on and see. When God said, I go, I prepare a place for you. He said, when I finish, I will come for you. So that where I am, there you will also be. That is God fears the Lord. From here to glory, no matter the trial you will go through, no matter the temptation, no matter the problem, you are bound to overcome. You will overcome. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Let me not further waste your time. God bless you, church. You know what you do. Shake one another. Say shalom.
Shalom,
my brother. Shalom,
shalom,
my brother. Shalom, shalom, my brother. Shalom, 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 brother. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, brother.
Shalom, sir.
Shalom, shalom.
The devil doesn't like it. Whether he likes it or not. We are God's children. We are ordained to arise. And we will arise. God bless you, church. I don't know. I just love you. I just love you. Look, look. Whoa. We will spend eternity together. Whether the devil like it, he doesn't like it. Satan cannot stop us. At all. At all. At all.
He can't
stop us.
At all.
He can't stop us. The other time I went for the wake kick of the daddy of Brother Dio. The people were singing. And I was just dancing. Where I know they don't know what they are singing. It's a denomination. But I have a revelation of what they are singing.
Oh,
nothing can tamper with your joy. Your peace. Your satisfaction. We have arrived. God bless you, church. Oh, man. Let me announce this before we pray. Oh, my. Lost but found. Some money was found this morning. If it's yours, please see the decades. If you don't know how much it is, don't go to decades. Pastor Benjamin. Mr. Yisa Dairo. Mr. Yisa Dairo. God bless you, my brother. Shalom. God bless you. Very good.
Yeah.
Pastor Benjamin.
Benjamin.
God bless you. Stand up. I want to say something about you. It is the father of this brother that took me to the place where I gave my life to Christ.
No more lost in 25 years.
It's the father.
Glory to God. Glory.
God bless you, brother. Hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Amen.
I remember the first day I met this man. At
I think
it was with Sister Matat that time. Sister Matat is right there. Heaven will be heaven. Yeah, because Jesus will be there. Yeah. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you.
Oh, God.
Brother Bram said, you can make new friends. He said, but they can never take the place of the old friends. These people that we have known each other since the
80s.
Nothing can separate us. Absolutely nothing. You say, what about death? It's a temporary separation. There is a promise. The dead in Christ shall rise first.
Those
that are alive and remain shall be changed.
And
it's going to be a convocation of the resurrected and the changed world. And we shall meet with him in the air. And so shall we ever be with him. God bless you. I'm happy to know that we will live together eternally.
But
about from you, by the grace of God, by the grace of God,
glory of your Lord,
glory of your Lord,
glory of your Lord, glory of your Lord.
I know you where you were a bachelor. I know sister when she was a sister. I know all that you went through during your engagement. I want to appreciate you. When things were happening, so people were advising you to take certain steps. I told you, brother, you don't start your family like that. You can tell me something yesterday, I forget today. But there are things in the 80s now that are fresh in my mind. God bless you. The remaining children, you will bless them. You will have grandchildren from them. Sister, God bless you. How many of us want to be remembered? Just signify by the prison of hands are up everywhere. Everywhere. There are some of us on the altar. I request my precious brother, my associates, to pray for us.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you. We are happy that you are our Father. We are happy that you are our God. And Lord, we are happy that we are your children and we are your people. Lord, you have made known unto us once again the program that you have for the universe. It was because of us that you even created this earth. This place, your prophet says, is a proving ground to show who is yours and who is not. Lord, when you brought us here, you have come to prove that truly we are yours. And we are happy to know that such a Father that is unfailing, that is faithful, that is always, oh God, standing by his own word, is the one that we are serving. We bless your holy name. Thank you for the testimony that your servant gave for about close to an hour, Lord, before you went to the preaching. That would not be the first time we give it. But Lord, since you are the one that brought it today, it's for a purpose, and we know it has accomplished its purpose. We bless your holy name. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word, the portion that we have had, Lord, this morning stroke afternoon. What was the Holy Ghost given for? Thank you for scriptures that were read, and Lord, several things that were said from the message of the hour. Lord, this is the program that you have for this day. There is no other program. Anyone outside of it is simply outside of your will. We are grateful unto you for your spirit that you are giving unto us, your children, to be able to hear your word, to understand it, to have the revelation of it, and the grace to live by the same. Your word is a music unto our ears. Lord, it's joy to our heart. We bless your holy name. Ye that have gone forth, Lord, uninvited, some of your children came to the altar. You are the one that drew them by yourself. And there is a purpose that you have drawn them, O Father. And Lord, when you call someone, you have a message for the person. And you are not a disappointment. Your daughters and your sons that came to the altar for a purpose, may you grant unto them the desires of their heart. Meet them at the point of their knees. The hands that are up everywhere. Your prophet said that when these hands are lifted up, he said the angels, they take record of their hands. They take record of the request. Because you have answers to every desire of man, to every need of man that is according to your word. Dear Jesus, may you bless the hands. May you grant the desires. May you grant the requests. If there be sickness in the body of anyone, it is written that you sent your word and it healed them. This word that has gone forth with your Jesus Christ said that my words are spirit and their life. May you go to everybody, heal every sicknesses, take away every affliction, demolish the kingdom of darkness. Lord Jesus, if there be doubt in every heart, may you dissolve it, Heavenly Father. Answer every question. Meet every need, dear Father. Lord, as many as are desiring your spirit in their soul in this congregation, dear Father, it is written, as the people were listening to your word, the Holy Ghost come upon them. And today, according to your prophets, when we receive the Holy Ghost, even without cessation. But the Spirit of Christ himself performing in our life the thing that you have promised in your word. Gracious eternal Father, as many as are yearning, as many souls that are looking up unto you at this hour, and they are ready, all things set in order. May the Holy Spirit ignite our soul, Heavenly Father. May they come to life, dear Master Jesus. From henceforth, may they see a difference in their life, in the name of Jesus Christ. When those lepers came to you in the days of your flesh, and they asked, they want to be cleansed, you just spoke to them to go and offer unto Moses, unto the priest, the thing that had been commanded. The word said that while they were going, they looked and they said they discovered that they were cleansed. It's your word that they believed that they were obeying that cleansed them. May that your word that has gone forth in this tabernacle may do a work of cleansing, may do a work of quickening, may do a work of deliverance, may do a work of salvation. Let your children never remain the same, dear Father. Lord, from this moment and on forward, may there be testimonies in every life, Lord. Let it be, dear Father. Quicken every weak body, Lord. Heal every sickness and affliction. And Satan, wherever you are hiding, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that saved us and that we are serving, whose children we are, whose servants we are, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Remove your luggages wherever you are lodged. Get out of the people of God in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. Thank you for your servant, Lord, that have stood before us over 2.5 hours. Lord, to preach this message unto us. Quicken his mortal body. Lift him higher and higher. May you refill him, dear Father. Lord Jesus, may you continue to be his strength as long as, O God, we are tarrying for your coming. Dear Jesus, our desire, O God, are you keeping with us until you come for us to pick us here physically? Because we know your coming is so close, dear Father. Dear Lord, may you give him good and perfect all the time, Lord. Bless him, dear Father, and bless the interpreter. Blessed be your wonderful name. The next service that is before us, as many which we desire all, that will be waiting to take the other blessing, may you prepare us for it. May you prepare your servant. May your blessing come again in a very huge way, dear Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
Oh, blessed be his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Let us sing again. When we dismiss, then you are free to go and eat your rest. Let's sing 91. I don't know. I used to be confused when instruments are coming. I don't know. I'm not just used to instruments. Let me just sing it the way. Lord, I have started to walk in the light. Shining upon me from heaven to ground. I did a work as if foolish and you. Yes, I'm doing it too. I need a friend, whatever all that do. I need a way in it, Lord, it's my soul. I'm doing it too, Jesus, I'm doing it too. Oh, there are many who start in the race.
Whatever all He will honor me this way. Oh, I never know. He will honor me this way. Oh, we have a father, I will never, never pray. Oh.